Hey, this is Kyle Wood, and you're listening to The Group Fitness Experience. Welcome to The Group Fitness Experience, the podcast where I delve into how to create a group fitness business that delivers not just workouts, but a transformative experience for your clients so that you, as the trainer, can have more success, flexibility, and fulfillment. Now on to today's show. Okay, wow. Here we are with a new podcast name and a new show ready to go. So as I was planning this podcast, I was actually meant to record it yesterday, but I've been procrastinating like crazy. And so much so that I was just procrastinating right then while I was trying to find an interesting story or perhaps some psychology behind why we procrastinate. And then I could tell you a fun story to kick off the podcast episode. And you'd be like, wow, Kyle is so smart. But sorry to let you down. I did not, as I realized that I was procrastinating by researching procrastination. What comes to mind when I think about procrastinating, because we all do it, but I think especially when there's a project that is really important to us and that feels quite vulnerable sharing it with the world, and you being a reader of Bootcamp Ideas and someone who's potentially followed me for a while, you'd be familiar with the previous podcast I had, which I ran with a co-host, Dale Sidebottom. And Dale is such an energizer bunny of fun that it was a very different podcast. It was very easy to just slip into conversation with Dale and start discussing the things that were really important to us. And so this, though, where I'm sitting down by myself and I'm sitting at my desk here and I'm speaking into the microphone, and I'm doing this because I know I have things that I want to share with you that I think are going to be really helpful. And yeah, it's daunting. It feels very vulnerable right now being here by myself. And yeah, it's probably one of the reasons that I liked being an instructor, that you could be up the front of the class and there was a group of people and you could kind of take on that role of instructor. Whereas here, there's just me. I mean, I could be a persona right now. I could put on Kyle the Bootcamp Guy persona, but I don't want this to be that. I want this to be incredibly helpful to you, and I think for me to do that, it needs to be very authentic. You need to feel like Kyle is speaking to me right now, and he's not layering on some BS that he's just heard from someone else or something like that, but he's really speaking what he understands to be the truth. And I think that's how I'm going to help you the best. So, why is the podcast returning? And so, okay, well, let's take a step back. There are a few things I want to share in this first episode. I want to share why the podcast is returning, what sparked that. I want to share a piece of work I wrote a while ago that I think will really set the tone for the podcast. And I want to share a bit more about what to expect in terms of like what's this podcast actually going to be about. So first thing, why has this podcast come back? Well, recently I ran a course I run. It's a 31-day course. It used to be called 31 Days to a Better Fitness Business. It's now called the Fitness Branding Bootcamp. And as part of this, I decided that I would create a podcast episode for each lesson and put it on a private podcast. And so this way, you know, we are kind of in information overload. Like even in our inbox where we email inbox where we choose what we sign up for, there's still a lot in there. And previously this email was just delivered this course was just delivered through emails. But now with just a lot of information out there, I think it can be nice to, when we're doing a course, to be able to go to a place that there's not a lot of distractions. So that's where the private podcast came from. So each day I released a new podcast episode that said, get a bit of information about what their task for the bootcamp was that day, and then how to go about doing it. And I really liked it. And I wasn't sure if anyone would use it. I thought maybe this is just something I think is a good idea. But people who were doing the course subscribed to the podcast and listened to the episodes. So it worked. It was helpful. So I was like, okay, great. This is a way that we can keep in touch, that we can create, you know, continue this community in a way that doesn't rely perhaps on social media, or things getting lost in email inboxes. So I'm stoked to hear, and if you, and you're listening to this and to me ramble this far, I promise I'm getting to the good stuff. So on to the second part. So now what I want to do is I was trying to think, how can we set the tone for what this podcast is going to be about? I mean, in the name of it, the group fitness experience. Because this is what I see people, this is what I see successful people in the group fitness area, space doing these days, is they're focusing on creating an experience for their clients, not just running workouts. And I think we knew this intuitively like a decade ago. We were doing this. And I think we've gotten a bit distracted. We've gotten a bit distracted by social media and fitness influencers and things like that. And we've forgotten that there's this element of our classes that's really important. The way that we show up and run our classes is really, really important. It's not about showing up on your Instagram and then just running classes, which I see happening a lot. It's about showing up for your classes and, coming back to that word again, the experience that we're creating for people. So obviously that's a huge topic, and that's why the podcast is called that, because each week I want to dive into a different part of that. But for now, what I've done is I've been reading a lot of my old writings, which seems weird, but it's been really helpful to understand, especially like pre-pandemic, what we were doing then that was creating a lot of success, that was getting a lot of people exercising, that was getting a lot of people out of their homes, off apps, away from computers. And obviously technology's changed, but I think this captures it really well. And so I wanted to read this to set the tone for today. And it was called The Bootcamp Ideas, after the website manifesto. And here we go. Being a trainer and a business owner is tough. One of the first things I remember thinking as a brand new trainer was, excuse, language warning if your kids are listening, shit, there is a lot of information out there. You know, on one website contradicts another, and then a third contradicts them both. Everyone is out to prove that their method is the best. They have the one magical method to end all other training styles, or to get people the healthiest they've ever been. But here at Bootcamp Ideas, we're not too worried about that. We don't really mind what method you use to train your clients. All we really care about is your attitude, passion, and compassion. Sure, if you want some guidance, we'll give it to you, but no judgment will come through. The rules for our community below are what we stand for. If you're wondering if Bootcamp Ideas is for you, this is the best way to find out. Number one, rule one, a deep sense of wanting to help people is what guides our motives. Need a hand with planning a session? We gotcha. Got a difficult client you're dealing with? Let's see if we can help. This is the most important trait of our community. It's this attitude which has led many of us down the personal training and fitness group fitness path, and it's the same quality that makes Bootcamp Ideas the community that it is, unlike any other. Number two, we believe that you should always promote what the body can do over what the body can look like. We dislike it when companies use unrealistic stock photography or edited photography in their advertisements. We hate seeing the fear of not fitting in because your body doesn't look a certain way being used to sell fitness. We cannot stand being another pawn in an industry that is built on shaming people's body shapes. In fact, we find it downright embarrassing to consider that we are associated with an industry that does. If you are sick of seeing our industry continuing to go in this direction, welcome aboard. We choose not to go down this path. Instead, we focus our methods on what your body can do if it's fit and healthy. We play the long game with our clients, setting them up for a lifetime of success. Number three, we love group fitness because group fitness is fun. Bootcamp workouts can vary immensely from session to session. 1 week of bootcamp workouts can involve retraining the core, some epic team challenges, maybe an MMA-inspired workout, and high-intensity sessions. This variety allows us to train our clients through all spectrum of fitness, from triathletes to those who haven't trained in 20-plus years. This variety is what keeps our clients coming back to our sessions excited for what is in store for them today. This variety is one thing that makes boot camps fun. Number four, we love boot camps because boot camps are a reflection of our creativity. Boot camps are not regulated by any governing body. That is, no one says a boot camp must look do be a certain way. So if you are qualified to run a group fitness class, you can run a boot camp. We believe that is awesome because it means that you can mold your boot camp or group fitness class to be a creative reflection of yourself. We create boot camps that showcase our best talents and favorite training styles. We are not the Starbucks of the fitness industry. We are instead the delicious neighborhood cafe that serves an amazing breakfast menu all day long. Number five, we don't like to see shame or fear used to encourage people to diet or exercise. We stand for what is right, not what will sell quickly. To take a quote from the movie The Dark Knight and change it a little bit, because you're the hero your clients deserve, not the ripped abs, supplement-pushing, Instagram-stealthing trainer that they think they need. You're a silent guardian, a watchful protector, a dark knight. Oh, God, I'm such a nerd. Sorry about that. I wrote that. And didn't want to change it. And of course, apologies to those of you who can't help but rock a six-pack all year round and have ripped abs all year round. I'm not targeting you specifically. So, to continue reading. Does that mean we can't make money? Of course it doesn't. Many successful bootcamp owners that are part of the Bootcamp Ideas community make money, make a living, make enough to support their family. Owners who choose to lift their clients up and show them what they're capable of without having to eat insanely low amounts of food or cut out crazy things from their diet or exercise nonstop all week, still can find success. Number six, this is the last one. We choose abundance over scarcity. In other words, we choose love over fear. We all have a common goal, which is outlined in rule number one, which is we want to help people. While our instinct is to protect ourselves by keeping our knowledge and our wisdom to ourselves, we believe the more information we can share with each other, the more successful we will all be. The mindset of scarcity sees the world as a limited place, a place where another trainer starting a boot camp down the road is a threat. This is the mindset that will lead you to bad-mouthing other... This is the mindset that will lead you to bad-mouthing other fitness groups and tearing down flyers at the community notice board. The mindset of abundance sees a world of endless opportunity. A boot camp opening down the road is an opportunity to run joint fundraisers together, to sub in for each other when the other goes on holidays, and to see more of the community that you live in getting outside and getting fit. By listening to this podcast, you will receive an amazing amount of support and information. And in this way of sharing, I hope one day you'll come on the podcast and you'll share some of the things you've learned back with us, and therefore we can all learn from each other. And there you go. That was the Bootcamp Ideas Manifesto. So I'll link to that if you want to read it again, and because there's a lot in there. But yeah, this sets the tone. It sets the tone for what I stand for as someone who is still involved in this fitness industry, and also what I would love the community to stand for, and what it seems to be that the people we attract. And you might disagree with one or two of those things, and that's okay. Because like I said near the start, like, we've all got different methods of trying to achieve the same thing, which is ultimately is helping people. Ultimately is helping people. So anything we can do to help people, help more people, is a bonus. So, to kick things off with the new podcast, I'm going to be running two free challenges. So these won't be, I'll talk about them on the podcast, but these won't be on the podcast. You will need to sign up to these with your email, and then I'll email them to you. So the first one that I'm running during the month of May is called the 5x5 Challenge. And it's for those of you who are looking for a really simple method of adding some new clients to your classes. It works best if you have something new to share, so perhaps a new class type or a new class time, or if you're about to start some kind of challenge yourself. The name 5x5 comes because the goal is to get 5 new clients in 5 days. So it's not a quick fix. This isn't going to, in and of itself, revolutionize your business. It is, however, going to help create some momentum if things are feeling stagnant to you, or like I said, if you're just getting started and you're like, oh, I don't know where to start. The challenge is going to start on the 6th of May, and you can find the link to sign up in the description of this podcast episode. However your podcast app displays it should be in there. If you're listening to this after the 6th of May, the challenge will still be available. You'll, instead of starting with us on the 6th of May, you'll just start when you sign up. So that's going to be our challenge for May. So we're just going to kick things straight off with a challenge to try and get you 5 new clients. And hopefully you'll be like, wow, Kyle, this is amazing. I want to keep listening to this podcast because this is great. And this is a method I've used before. We did this same challenge about 3 years ago, and we had some great success from it. So I thought we needed to run this again, and what better time than with the podcast kicking off. The second challenge that we'll run during June is all about engagement. So instead of focusing on getting new clients, it's about improving things with your current clients, like getting people to attend more, improving word of mouth, and their enjoyment of the workouts with you. So I'll share more about that coming up in June, but you can definitely do both of these challenges. They're not mutually exclusive. In fact, I'd recommend if things are feeling a bit flat in your business right now, jump in, do both of them. Like I said, they're free. They're just a short email series. And I will walk you through step by step how to do everything. And then we'll chat about it at the end. And hopefully I can share how things are going for people on the podcast as well. The main thing overall that I want to share with you in this initial episode of the Group Fitness Experience is that I've got some really fun things planned for you. So not all of them are going to be email challenges. You'll be able to just listen to the podcast episodes and get fun things as well. I hope you'll enjoy them. I hope they'll feel either very inspiring to make you think about things in a different way, or they'll be very practical in that they'll give you some step-by-step ways to do things in your business that you maybe you've been a bit like, I'm not too sure how to do that. So importantly, if this all sounds wonderful to you, if this sounds good, make sure you tap the subscribe or follow button in your podcast player. If you're listening to this on the Bootcamp Ideas website, then you can find these links just below where you're listening to this audio. I've got plenty more of these solo episodes planned for you on things like your warm-ups, teamwork, baking teamwork into your sessions. For those of you who are new, I've got an episode on finding your first 10 paying clients, what to put on your website. And of course, we'll talk about social media a bit too. I've got a bit of a different skew on social media, but hopefully it's very helpful for you. And so, yeah, it'll be a nice blend of training advice for your classes and group fitness sessions, and also business strategies for growing and scaling your boot camp sessions too. I'll also be calling in on a few friends of mine who are experts in the fitness or business industries to come in and share what they've found is working. So that's my plan too. If there's something I don't know a lot about, I'm going to bring someone in who's an expert, and they're going to lay it down for us. This next bit, it sounds cliche, I know, but you really won't want to miss an episode because you will walk away from each one with something new. So tap that follow or subscribe button, and I'll chat to you in a week for the next episode. And don't forget, if you want to join us for the 5x5 challenge and see if you can get 5 new clients in 5 days, then make sure you find the link, pop your email in, and I'll send you day 1 next week. All right. Thank you for listening. I think this is going to be a great new resource for you. I'm really excited about the things I'm going to be sharing. And please, Any additional love you can give the show in the early days makes a big difference. If there's like a thumbs up, or you can leave a rating, or whatever it is, that all helps the podcast soar and reach more trainers and help more people. So until next week, you stay creative, you classy trainer. Enjoy.